players back at it on Thursday after Wednesday's day off, and that means we're here for you. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Intrepid reporter Bo Wolf.
Well, thank you very much.
Back out on the field. Get these guys one day closer to the first preseason.
Yeah, weird to have a day off after only 3 days of practice. I want to get going. I want to see these pads pop. I want to see how this team is shaping up heading into the season.
Yeah, so it was a good practice today, good training session, if you will. And Chip Kelly meeting the media, and the questions all about football for a change. For our Eagles 360 update, we go out to the practice field with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Well, after a day of open practice followed by a day off, the Eagles were back out on the NovaCare Complex practice fields. And today was head coach Chip Kelly updating the progress of quarterback Sam Bradford, who to this point still hasn't had any limitations on his play.
I think he's really sharp with it. You know, I think he feels confident, especially because of the work he put in over the last 6 weeks from when we broke on June 18th to now. He felt great in terms of what he did over the summer. And I don't see him. We don't see him. When you're watching film or doing anything, that he's favoring that leg at all.
And we caught up with Eagles quarterback Sam Bradford immediately after practice, who said that to this point, he still has felt no irritation in that left knee.
You know, I think I feel better, you know, than what I was expecting. You know, I thought my knee would hold up, but I wasn't sure. You know, I hadn't put it through, you know, 4 days of practice coming into camp. But, you know, the way my knee feels right now, it feels great. You know, so I'm really happy with where I'm at right now.
Another player highlighted by Kelly today was cornerback Denzel Rice, an undrafted cornerback out of Coastal Carolina. And while Rice hasn't had much fanfare to this point, he's been making some waves here at Eagles camp.
He was a guy we had targeted high. We didn't have a seventh-round pick, so we were kind of – we did have a seventh-round pick, but we took a defensive lineman at that situation. But he was a guy we were very, very high on, spent a lot of time with in the offseason. It seems to happen every year. Malcolm Butler was a guy last year for the Patriots that no one drafted and ended up, you know, making the key play in the Super Bowl. But it happens all the time. Why? I don't know. Maybe he was at a little bit smaller school. But, you know, he was a guy we were very excited about when we got – the evaluation process.
Eagles coaches haven't been the only ones who have been noticing Rice stand out here at Eagles camp. Fellow rookie cornerback Eric Rowe has also seen Rice making plays.
Oh, I've seen a lot. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know how he went undrafted. I mean, he's really good on the field, you know, especially with his footwork and his speed and, like, his with ball instincts. I mean, shoot, I don't know how he went undrafted, but, you know, I'm glad he's on this team.
Yeah. As for Rice, he's just trying to do whatever he can to make an impression with the Eagles coaching staff.
Basically, just do my job, man. It's all about Coach Harp's on technique, man. Just consistency with technique. And I just thrive off that. Just every play, you make it look the same every play, you know. So that's just basically what it is.
Finally, one depth chart note from today was that the newly acquired John Moffitt took first team reps at right guard opposite of Alan Barbary. And from an injury standpoint, Kiko Alonso and D'Amico Ryans both missed practice today. Kiko missed with a concussion while D'Amico was feeling ill. And for continuing coverage of Eagles training camp, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you very much, Alex. You know, Bo, it seems to me that two main areas of interest for the media, certainly the defensive backfield.
Absolutely. And, who's going to start?
Yeah, and the quarterback position. So let's talk about those before we throw to break here. What do you see?
Well, I see Sam Bradford looking very, very good, very impressive athletically. You see him bouncing around, moving. It seems like he trusts that knee. And obviously, as he works to be healthy and also learn this offense, he's the guy to watch for this team. And the secondary looks good to me as well. Those young rookies, really impressive.
And the third position of a lot of interest, of course, the offensive line. And we're going to hit all three of those spots in our fan mailbag, our tweet section coming up when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. It's time for you to ask us the questions, and we've got some answers for you.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. so everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
However you do sports, however you do fun, however you do summer, do it at Sports Authority. Shop thousands of great deals this summer. Sports Authority.
Comcast SportsNet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave and Bo here. Time to answer some questions from our mailbag. We ask you to hit us up on Twitter at Eagles Shows. And Bo, why don't you begin?
Well, the first question comes from RJenks904, who wants to know about one of the undrafted rookies who we heard was impressing a little bit in the spring and has really sort of turned it on as the pads have come on here. He wants to know, how is Denzel Rice performing in camp? And it's impressive for Rice to be among four rookie cornerbacks, the only one who wasn't drafted, and to have his name sort of buzzing, maybe more so than the likes of Randall Evans. And Chip Kelly was asked about Rice today, said he has a knack for always being around the ball.
Yeah, Denzel Rice is the early buzzword name among the long shots. He's got a good body at 6 feet tall, nearly 200 pounds, has shown up in the spring early in training camp, and it looks promising so far. But as Chip also said, it's all about the preseason games when the pads go on, when the bullets are a bit more live. We'll find out about Denzel Rice. Off to a good start, but I always caution the early surprises, the early long shots at training camp. Got to do it for a long period of time. So Denzel Rice showing up just has to do it for
the next few weeks. Yeah, the one thing working in his favor is that that position, more than others, is one that you can sort of make some judgments on in the spring and before the pads really go on, just based on movement that they're looking for the position. So good news for him, but as you said, it really will all come down to what he does in the preseason.
All right, question number two from at WR1T3HIM. Which injured player last year brings the most impact this year?
Well, if you're talking about a player who wasn't on this team last year, I think the answer is certainly Sam Bradford. He's the guy who's coming back from injury that we are all watching. He is the one we want to see lead this Eagles offense. If you're talking about players who were on this Eagles team last year, I'd have to say Alan Barbee, who's going to step in and be that starting left guard, I think, from week one. Started week one last year, but then was lost to the season. So I think Alan Barbee is the guy for me.
I will add the name Walter Thurman. Missed last year with a pec injury as a member of the New York Giants. And at this point is your starting safety next to Malcolm Jenkins. And, of course, defensively, from a leadership standpoint, D'Amico Ryans also in the mix. Working his way back into top form. Not quite there, but really pleased with where he is. And again, looking at this football team, how they use Kendricks, who is referred to by Kelly today as a three-down linebacker, how they use Kiko Alonso, who's already been described as a three-down linebacker, and then you mix in D'Amico Ryans. It's going to be interesting to see the possibilities that Rick Minter has in his room this year.
Yeah, fascinating to see how Billy Davis chooses to utilize those guys come game time. All right, our last question, Dave. We talked about Alan Barbee, but what about the other side from at Eli34336? Who is the starting right guard in week one?
Well, I would like to believe it's Matt Tobin. I think it's time for him to realize his ability. An undrafted player from Iowa has been here for 2 years. This is his third season. He's now more acclimated to the right side. I think John Moffitt will mount a challenge, and Andrew Gardner, a capable player. He ended the 2014 season as the starter, but my money is on Matt Tobin. I like his ability. I like him as an athlete, and I think he'll settle in at right guard.
Yeah, I talked with Lane Johnson after practice the other day comparing Tobin and Gardner, how they sort of are different from each other. He said they are actually very similar, but Tobin a little bit more athletic, Gardner a little bit more of a technician, obviously has been in the league longer, knows a few more tricks of the trade. So the question is, do you go with Tobin and allow him to grow and learn those things himself, or do you start with Gardner and make Tobin push him out?
It's all about the preseason games. Four of them will decide that particular position and many others. We'll take your questions throughout this training camp period. Hit us up on Twitter, at Eagles Shows, and we'll answer your questions right here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. When we return, it's time to learn a little bit about the basics of the game. Former NFL offensive lineman Ross Tucker, now, of course, a host with SiriusXM NFL Radio, talking about the defense, in particular, the trenches. When we return in just a moment.
Brooke Montgomery.
I never go anywhere without my Bobapedic.
John Hill. No Bobapedic.
What makes a temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry and white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I step to Philly.
The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Margaret Frankford line.
All night.
On Monday, we began our series Football 101 with Ross Tucker, former NFL lineman from Sirius XM NFL Radio, and he talked about the idea of the base defense and what that is. Today, in Football 101, he talks about the technique in the trenches.
Welcome back to another edition of Football 101 here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Ross Tucker with you again, the former journeyman NFL offensive lineman, played for 5 teams in 7 years. You can always listen to me if you'd like over at rostucker.com. I got a bunch of different podcasts like the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. The whole idea of these Football 101 segments is to make you smarter, a more knowledgeable fan. And one of the things you hear all the time is that guy's a 3 technique or a 5 technique. You hear announcers say that, but a lot of times they don't really explain what that is. Well, have no fear. In about 2 minutes, you're going to know exactly what that means. All a technique is where a defensive lineman or outside linebacker, but usually a defensive lineman, lines up on the offensive lineman's formation. So let's take a look at just a base offensive formation here. Obviously, you've got the center, 2 guards, 2 tackles, and a tight end to the offense's right. Now, where I have the defensive lineman right now, he is head up on the center. That is called a 0 technique. You see that in a 3-4 front. If he slides over just a little bit on the shoulder of the center, that is a 1 technique because he's on eye. And by the way, this works for either side. Either side of the center is a 1 technique. And then after that, you're really just counting shoulders, fellas. Each shoulder is a different technique. So we'll slide him over again. And now he's on the inside shoulder of the, well, actually, I'll put him on the outside shoulder of the guard. He's a 3 technique. If he was on the inside shoulder of the guard, it'd be a 2 technique. There you go. Now, let's keep it moving out to the right. Inside shoulder of the tackle is a 4 technique. You see that sometimes with 3-4 teams, although they really slide him over a little bit more. And then if he's on the outside shoulder of the offensive tackle, he is a 5 technique. So again, it's not that complicated. We're just counting shoulders as we go out. The tight end counts as well. Inside shoulder of the tight end is going to be a 6 technique. You see that quite often in 4-3 fronts. And the outside shoulder of the tight end is a 7 technique. That guy's job is usually to keep everything inside of him. He's supposed to set the edge for the defense. So it goes from 0 all the way up to 7, conceivably even 9 if it's a tight end wing back formation. But you start with 0 on the center's head, and in each shoulder in every direction is the next technique. Now you'll know it's not that complicated. It's that easy. You guys got it from here on out. And you'll get a whole lot more as we continue to roll along here in all of the different Football 101 segments at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Well, thanks very much for that, Ross. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we've got a special interview to wrap things up on this beautiful Thursday in South Philadelphia.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Houston?
Yes, Eagle One.
I never go anywhere without my Baba Pedic.
Roger that, Eagle One.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, filet-o-fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer, only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. A good day of practice for the Eagles here. They continue on Friday and then throughout the weekend. And everybody's pointing toward that first preseason game against the Indianapolis Colts. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. So whether you're coming to Lincoln Financial Field for the game or watching it at home, make sure you remember, get ready for the regular season. It's kind of like a regular season run-through, if you will.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Against a great team.
Very much so. A great quarterback.
Indeed.
Good test for the defense.
And Trent Cole comes back. Todd Harriman comes back.
Colt Anderson.
As well. Colt Anderson, former Eagles safety as well. So now we want to invite some fans here, some special fans who make it to the NovaCare Complex for our training sessions during this training camp period. And we have one young man who's a huge Eagles fan from Access Sports, been a longtime friend of mine. His name is Leon McClure, and he sits down with Jordan Matthews, Eagles wide receiver, and talks a little bit about Matthews and his quest to be the best.
What motivates you to be great?
Man, I could say, you know, there's a number of things, but I'd say the main one, Liam, is just I've always felt like whatever field I'm in, whether it's football, or I would have chosen another sport, you know, academics, I majored in economics when I was in school, whatever field I was going to be in, I always wanted to be the best at it. I always feel like if there's a task that you have, you might as well do it to the best of your abilities. And then when that runs over, you pick up another game or another thing, and you try and do that to the best of your abilities. So for right now, I'm placing football, being a Philadelphia Eagle, and so every single day I try and make sure I'm the best Philadelphia Eagle I can be. So just that alone really drives me to be great.
Well, thank you, Liam, and thank you, Jordan Matthews, for that. That'll do it for us today on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Tomorrow, offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur talks about the offense, and we'll sit down with rookie Eagles cornerback Eric Rowe, second-round draft pick, looking to make an impact this season.
Pushing for a starting job.
You think so?
Take out Nolan Carroll. I think Nolan Carroll probably
is the guy. I think Nolan Carroll
is
head and shoulders above everybody right now.
We'll see what happens. The Eagles obviously like Eric Rowe a lot.
Well, we'll find out about Eric Rowe and where he is early in his first training camp. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.